Newsbreak podcast.
The six-year project was prompted when Dr. Pavel Frederick from the Faculty of Natural Sciences and Scotland's University of Stirling observed wild chimpanzees in Budongo Forest eating accumulated bat excrement, also known as guano, from the hollow of a tree. Now, in July 2017, this gentleman set up cameras which captured other species also eating the same dung. According to the peer-reviewed study, which features in the journal Communications Biology, guano is an alternative source of crucial minerals for the animals after the palm trees they once consumed were harvested to extinction. The trees were used by locals in Uganda to dry tobacco leaves, which were then sold to international companies. Now, for just over 6 months, researchers collected samples of guano from the tree hollow that the animals were filmed eating from. And after that, lab analysis of the dung identified several viruses, including one related to SARS-CoV-2, the virus that caused the COVID-19 pandemic. Meanwhile, according to a press release from the University of Stirling, it said that it remains unknown whether the beta coronavirus found in the guano is transmissible to humans, but it does offer an example of how new infections might just jump species barriers. About a quarter of the 27 viruses they identified were viruses of mammals, the rest were viruses of insects and other invertebrates. Professor Tony Goldberg from the University of Wisconsin-Madison in the US said that all 27 viruses were new to science, so they don't really know what effects they might have on humans or other animals. But one of those viruses did stand out because it was, of course, as mentioned, a relative of the virus that everyone knows, SARS-CoV-2. Meanwhile, Dr. Frederick, who is an expert in animal behavior, said that their research illustrates how a subtle form of selected deforestation, ultimately driven by a global demand for tobacco, can expose wildlife and, by extension, humans to viruses residing in bat guano, increasing virus spillover risks. The researchers now hope that their findings make it possible to intervene in the transmission of viruses between species and ultimately help prevent future pandemics. For Newsbreak's Green Scene, I'm Matthew Viren.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.